Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, we're going to talk about backing up and restoring your databases in Azure SQL Database. Now, for the most part, backups are automatic. You don't really have a lot of options. It happens for you. When you create a new database, after about 12 hours, you'll get your first backup, and from that point, you can restore the database. One caveat, you can't restore the database while it still exists on that server. You have a couple of choices. You can restore to a different server, even if it's in the same region, or you can restore to the same server as long as you name the database differently. Okay, so if you do need to use the same name on the same server, I think you're going to have to delete the database and then restore it. That makes me a little bit nervous, but I think you can probably do that and you'll probably be okay. All right, so as you can see here, I'm in the Azure portal. I am looking at my databases. I have two of them provisioned. And if you take a look at the servers on the server that starts with the letter K, if you take a look at the backups tab, you can see all of your backups. You can see that they were taken about the same time. And to restore one, it's pretty simple. Just select one of the backups and click Restore. Now, at this point, you have a few options. You can restore to the same server, so the server, in my case, that starts with the letter K. And if I were to try to remove all this other stuff that they add on there to make it unique, date timestamp, and attempt to restore with that database name, you can get an error, and it says a database with that same name already exists on the selected server. So really my only choice is to, you know, say, you know, do something like this in order to restore it with somewhat the same name, or I can put it on a different server. And I'll just do that for now and click OK. And as you can imagine, this will take a little bit of time. Actually, depends on obviously the size of your database. Okay, and so it might have taken, in my case, 5 or 10 minutes. I wasn't really keeping track of time here. But let's go ahead and take a look at what we have on our hands now. I'm going to the other server. I'm going to take a look at databases. And here we are. It's available. Let me go ahead and try to connect to it using SQL Server Management Studio. We use our server that starts with the letter J. And let's take a look now at Bob's migration demo. Let's take a look at the tables. And let's go ahead and we see you get 100 rows. So our data's there. It's a pretty simple process. Obviously, Azure, this is one of Azure's strengths to make this a core feature of the platform and to make it very easy, a no-brainer essentially, to have your backups available and then to restore based on that. So that's all I have in the way of backups and restore. We'll continue on in the next module. See you there. Thank you.